And you are tuned in to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU.org. Make sure you keep it locked for Smash It Back, Classic Punk, and Other Junk. Deep Rock Dave, Soup.
Make it happen.
Signing off, saying peace.
It's 11 o'clock here on a Friday night at KGNU Boulder, Denver. Time for the show we call Smash It Back. My name is Stephen Whitehead. I'll be here with you until midnight playing some punk and asking you to join in our summer mini membership drive, which is going on until Sunday. We're just trying to pick up $30,000 to keep us going until October. It takes a lot of money to run a radio station. We hope you appreciate what's going on here at KGNU. And if you haven't joined up yet, go to KGNU.org. Check out the cool premiums you can pick up. And decide what membership level you want to join in at. Number here in the studio is 303-442-4242. And you can send an email to dj@kgnu.org. We'll start off tonight with Nuclear Apocalypse from Chainsaw on Smash It Back.
Nonsense. I just can't believe them. Men and women, everybody stands. Wow! I'm gonna get it.
people pass out of the lawn. So this is where it happens, the power games and the bribes are loving for a piece of ass. The stars and stripes of corruption. Make me feel so ashamed to be an American, and do suck up to learn from our mistakes. Turns out of the Vietnam while fiddling while Rome burns at home. Boss says you're laid off from Japanese. America's back all right at the game that plays the worst of my head. Don't work like slave plantation. No wonder others hate us and the Hitlers we hand pick to believe that people try for evil empire. Trust will fail to make us like it. We start a country with a bang. People we know should know better. Stands on what we're dying for. But I still it's all family. We're throwing ourselves dead. Who cares about our civil rights as long as I paid? The millennial generation doesn't care if it lasts tonight. So easily use a federal force of stars and stripes. Oh, corruption. Let's bring it all down. Let's bring it all down. Let's bring it all down, 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 down.
Just one of us do against all that money and power trying to crush us into roaches. We won't destroy society in a day until we change ourselves first from the inside out. We can start by not lying so much and treating other people like dirt. It's so easy not to base our lives on how much we can stand. You know it feels good to lift that monkey off our back. If we just try, if we can't find a way to do better than this.
All right, almost 11:20 here at KGNU. It's, I guess, the first third of Smash It Back, already under the bridge. Just heard there from Black Flag from their instrumental EP that came out in 1985. Greg Ginn rocking some elements of 12-tone experimental music. And the Black Flag's coming to the Gothic Theater on Thursday, July 31st. And Greg Ginn's going to be playing with them, of course. He's basically the backbone of Black Flag. And he's also going to be opening with a different band. I'm not sure if it's Greg Ginn and the Royal We or if it's H.O.R., but should be pretty awesome. They've got some pro skater named Mike Vallely, I guess, singing. So that could be pretty cool. I haven't heard any of that. Before that, we heard from the Dead Kennedys. That was the Stars and Stripes of Corruption, taken from Frank and Christ, which came out also in 1985. It seems like that came out a lot later than that to me for some reason, but still pretty far back in the day. Of course, out on Alternative Tentacles Records. I kind of played that in honor of the 4th of July, which was last week, but I wasn't here. Frank was kicking ass on the show back then, so that's kind of my shout out to America. Before that, we heard from a Canadian band called Genetic Control. That was from their 7-inch called Genetic Control. That was Urban Cowboy. Came out in 1984, and you know, it reminds me of the Charles Sawtelle Memorial Mountain Jam, which is coming up in Gold Hill a week from Sunday. Going to be July 20th, and it's going to be awesome. It's the 26th annual Charles Sawtelle Mountain Jam. Check it out. Tickets are $20 for KGNU members and $25 for the general public, and they go up $5 the day of the show if there's any left, and there probably won't be. So you probably already know about it. I'm not saying that that song reminded me of the Charles, you know, for the KKK references or the Rhinestones or anything like that, just because it's kind of cowboy. Before that, we heard from The Clash with Safe European Home. That was taken, in this case, from their 2-CD kind of greatest hits release that just came out last year. Hits Back, Clash Hits Back. And apparently, that song, Safe European Home, was about their trip to Jamaica when they went to record with Lee Scratch Perry and got robbed and almost killed in the studio. And I guess the joke there is that their neighborhood in London was just about as bad. It wasn't really a safe European home. Started off with something from a really cool compilation that just came into the studio. Well, it's about to go into the studio. We're still kind of listening through it for language, but it's called Everything Is Ish, Punk in Brussels, 1977 to 79. For some reason, I can't say two S's in a row anymore. Punk in Brussels, and that was a band called Chainsaw with the song Nuclear Apocalypse. Hey, if you like this type of music and you appreciate that it's on a radio station that you can tune into every Friday night from 11 to 12, and you appreciate KGNU, why don't you go to KGNU.org right now and just say, hey, I'm in. I want to become a member. I want to join up. It's really easy to do. It's very secure. And you get yourself a little gift, a CD or a shirt, a cool hat, something like that. Mostly you just support KGNU. This is the one and only Smash It Back show that's going to be happening during this little mini summer membership drive. So KGNU.org, place to go. There's a big button right there. You just click it, enter a few words, and you're in for life. All right, here's 999, biggest prize in sport, KGNU.
Without warning. Prize in sport. getting out. Without a doubt, this is my last patrol. Which night to shout? And the rest were there, taking our 15 to 30, but fair is fair. I was fighting wild, shooting blind. There's nothing I can do, nowhere I can go. Someone yelled to grab the ammo. Heard men cry, knew they were dying. The first time I realized my sergeant lied.
In the world of man, in the great rat race, makes his speech to say he does what he please. Winners are the boss, impart their grace, as I wallow in the muss in a doggy days. I live in a kennel, spell the garden seed, tongue drives a fly, but what's in my mind? Then I get trashed by the holders, my wife. You can't get enough of kicking my hiney. Life in a canine world, tax to chase and a bone to bury. Full of doggy sticks in this people's place. If I get a piece of tail, I don't wanna get married. This is just a doghouse, why should I stay? If these folks are crazy, they try to tell me that they know where it's at. I don't know, maybe I'm lazy. This is my doghouse instead of a dog.
This is my doghouse.
I live like a dog.
This is my doghouse.
So now it's time to go work for the man. I work for the man at the taco stand. I keep on grinding like a dog on a dirt. No place to hide for this American dog.
This is my doghouse
instead of a dog.
This is my doghouse.
I live like a dog.
This is my doghouse.
Yeah.
JFA with Cokes and Snickers from their awesome 1981 first release EP, Blatant Localism. Health sucks, health sucks. What a great line. Before that, we heard from Pillsbury Hardcore with 7-Eleven is God. And it happens to be 7-Eleven 14 right now. That's pretty awesome. That's from their album, In a Straight Edge Limbo. Pillsbury Hardcore apparently was a band from Pomona, California, that was together for a few years, 1984 to 88. Their album's out on Fart Blossom Enterprises. And I guess the guy that named the band looked a lot like the Pillsbury Doughboy, so that's where that name comes from. Pretty cool. Before that, Descendants gave us Doghouse from Everything Sucks. And we heard from DRI, On My Way Home, from their album Dealing With It. Also, X, In This House That I Call Home. That was from 1981. John Doe, Exene, Cervenka. Billy Zoom and DJ Bonebreak. I interviewed John Doe here at KGNU probably 10 years ago in the Afternoon Sound Alternative. He was an interesting guy to interview. He's on TV shows and stuff like that. He was a little uptight, frankly. But we got through it. It was pretty good. Before that, we heard from Enigmas, post-punk garage band from Vancouver, mid-80s. That was Teenage Barnacle from their album It Came From The Pit. I played that because a lot of people call me Barnacle Steve. It's kind of going out to myself, I guess. And I got that from a really cool blog called Glorify the Turd, if you want to check that out online. We started off with 999 and The Biggest Prize in Sport, kind of going out in honor of the World Cup, which is going on right now. I don't really have World Cup fever, but I know it's a big deal. So rock and roll. Here's something from Middle Class on Smash It Back.
Under that carpet of intentional paradise, hostile volume.
shoes. And that's the Michelle Gunn Elephant with the track called Baby, Please Go Home. Took that from kind of a greatest hits called Collection. Japanese band. Active throughout the 90s and into the 2000s. Awesome. More garage band than punk rock, I guess. But pretty high energy. Before that, we heard from band out of South Dakota called Descent. They have an album called Boy Eats Own Head, and that was a track called You Choose from Descent, 1988. Before that, we heard from Turbo Negro. That was a cover of the Ludes song Mobile Home, and it's on Turbo Negro's album Ass Cobra. They kind of switched the lyrics from America to Norwegian, American to Norwegian, because, well, they're from Norway. I'm sending that out to my mom. She just got back from Norway. So she's probably pretty psyched that I played her a song off Ass Cobra. I know she's listening. She loves this show. Before that, we heard from the Nicotines, a German band. That was a track called Demauer from their first 7-inch EP. And we heard from Meat Puppets. That was a track called Big House. Awesome rockin' stuff from the Meat Puppets back in the day. Started off with the Middle Class. Home is Where. And it's bringing us close to midnight here at KGNU. Let's smash it back. Classic punk and other junk every Friday night from 11 to midnight. My name is Stephen Whitehead. I've been here with you tonight. Got a call earlier from Dave Blackwood. Looks like he might be doing a show soon. So keep your ears peeled for that. It's going to be awesome. I know he was here with Steve Vegas a while ago, kind of as the color man. But I think he's going to be doing his own show pretty soon. So stay tuned for that. And, you know, maybe go to kgnu.org. and join up, because it's your community radio station. It's pretty awesome. And where else can you hear punk rock every Friday night from 11 to 12? All right, stay tuned for Sleepless Nights coming up at midnight. We're going to go out here with Japandroids and The House That Heaven Built on Smash It Back.
Oh, It's a lifeless life with no fixed address to give. But you're not mine to die for anymore, so I must
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, as well as 93.7 FM in Netherlands and online at kgnu.org. Welcome to the program. This is